There is an interesting rush in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Perek Hey, Siman Yud Aleph, where he learns out a halacha from, of all people, Haman HaRasha. So what halacha in Yeridei is learned out from Haman HaRasha in the Purim story? The Gemara talks about if a bug falls into a pot and then it can make the food treif. So that's what the Gemara is talking about. So the Rush comes along and says, when a bug falls into the pot and all the food it makes the treif, that's when the pot's over the fire, the food is hot. But If the food is cold, if the bug is cold, if the treif piece of meat is cold, then obviously you pull it out. So the luck is that it is okay. As long as it's not kovish kumavushu, it's not sitting there for 24 hours. So the Rush's chiddush is that on something which is cold, only hot stuff is transmitting tam. So if it's a hot piece of treif meat, so it treifs up everything, if it's mixed with hot. But if it's cold, so the Rush says, a cold treif piece of meat, you just pick it out of the pot, it doesn't give out any tam. So where does the Rush know this from? So the Rush says he knows this halacha from Haman HaRasha. The Gemara says in Megillah, Adav Yud Gimel, Haman wanted to incite Achashverosh to kill the Jews and hate the Jews. He says, you know what, Achashverosh? You know how much they can't stand you? You know how these Jewish people act? That if you would stick your finger into the food, you would stick the finger into the wine, they'd throw it out. But if a bug, a fly falls into the wine, they'll pick up the fly and they'll drink the wine. So we see in their eyes, you're lower than a fly. So that's the Gemara Megillah. So the Rush says, why should if a fly falls into wine, why is it okay? Why don't we say it treifs up the wine? But then it must be that the fly was cold, and therefore it doesn't usher it. Cold doesn't give out time. So it must have been a cold fly, cold bug, whatever it was. So that's the Rush's Raya, that we only, when the Gemara talks about bugs or non-kosher falling in, it only gives out transmit taste when the things are hot. If everything's cold, it's not noticing time, and therefore the Raya is, we see from Haman, that what he told Achashverosh, that they'll throw out the wine, but the fly now, why not the fly? It must be because the fly is cold. That's a raya that we see something cold doesn't give out time. So that's a difficult rush from cautious reasons. So good. Some want to bring a raya. What are you talking about? There's no proof. Maybe cold does give time. But the reason why in this case with the fly is not an issue because the stomach, the fly is butable shishim, and it's a small fly. And you take it out, and so whatever time there is, it's butable. That's how I think the Shari Ephraim others point out. The Chav is a famous tshuva from the Chasam Sofer. They talk about a case where in the yeshiva, like a cat must have jumped into the cholent or something like that. But the Chasam Sofer writes, what's the raya? It must be the fly was alive, And that's why it's okay. And then you pulled out the live fly or the live bug, rodent, whatever it was, and you pulled it out. It makes sense because the finger was alive, so too the fly was alive. But the Chasam Sofer points out that we see from here that even live things can give out tam. So right, live things when it's in cold don't give out tam. That's the raya from the Rush. But hot things do give out tam. That comes at a big kumra coin to the Chasam Sofer. If you put your finger into a hot cup of tea or coffee and your finger's not much to eat either, would that trafe up the cup? We don't assume that way. That's the whole discussion, whether live give off taste, Rav Shlomo Kluger and others discuss Hakashas and the Chasam Sofer. But what comes out of the Rush is that we find a halacha we learn out from Haman HaRasha, that cold does not give off taste. So what exactly is the lesson here? Why are we learning out from Haman about cold meat? So it could be, you know, that based on you saw the Bali Makshava explain, because Haman HaRasha, we assume he had a din of a Maliki, whether he was actually an Amaleki or not, but he's known, he's connected with Amalek. And what does the Torah tell us at the end of Parshas Ki Tzeitzei? Asher karcha v'aderach, they made you on the way. Rashi quotes the Medrash, Roshan Kar. Imagine you have a hot bath and everyone's afraid to go in because they'll get burned. And someone jumps in and they get burned. But in everyone else's eyes, it cooled off. Like imagine you have a security system, we guarantee no one could break in, and no one even tries to break in. And one time someone tries and fails, so that lowers the eyes. So Amalek is known for cooling off. Kaisa, they just had all the Nisim, they had the brand, they were enthusiastic, they're going ahead to go on to do mitzvahs. And Amalek has the power, Asher Karcha Vaderach. They cool you off, they make you not interested. You're excited about doing mitzvahs, they get you to be indifferent. So that could be the Yisod, that's why Dafke here, the Rush learns out by Haman, who represents Amalek, Talacha, the cold doesn't give off taste. What's the connection with Haman and Kol? Asher Karcha Vaderach, that's what Amalek tried to do. We're excited about doing mitzvahs, and they try to cool you up like that hot tub, that someone, even though they fail, but the fact that you were in it, that was enough. And that's the connection, perhaps, between the Rush's halacha of Dafka learning from Haman about that cold doesn't give off taste. And that's what Amalek represents, as Asher Karcha Baderach. They try to cool us off. They attack Klai Yisrael, and they cooled us off in the eyes of other nations, the Kiddush Hashem, but also in everyday life, they represent that you get excited by mitzvahs, and they try to say, well, wait till tomorrow, relax, you know, you'll do it later. So that's the connection between the Rush of how cold is a mafwit, doesn't give off taste, and what the enemy Amalek stands for, Shekar Chabaderach, cooling things off by attacking us after all the needs from the foes.